Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. I'm very happy to have my friend Patty Anderson, who's the Regional Healthcare Administrator at Brook Grove Retirement Community. This is the village, right? We call it the village, Brook Grove Retirement Village.
That's right.
And now you're really on the border of Olney and Sandy Spring, if I remember, correct?
That's right, Eric. We're located in Sandy Spring right off of Route 108. It's about 20 miles north of Washington, D.C., and 30 miles southwest of Baltimore. If you're familiar with Olney, we're right past the Olney Theater.
Right. And now the community is, how large is the piece of ground there? It seems like it's over 50 acres, but I'm not sure.
Yes. Well, our campus is actually 220 acres.
Wow. Okay. 220 acres, and so you've won numerous awards, and you're rated in the very highest parts in terms of health care and PT and so on. Tell us about the foundation of Brook Grove. Who started it? Why did they start it?
Well, Brook Grove Retirement Village was founded by Eleanor Marston Howe. She was a registered nurse who opened her home, which was a farmhouse, back in 1950, mm-hmm. and started the foundation as a nonprofit organization more than 60 years ago. Hmm. And then over the years, the organization bought more of the adjacent land, and so now we sit amid this beautiful 220-acre campus.
Outstanding. Now, your the philosophy and the mission, what was Mrs. Holmes' vision for the community?
Well, Mrs. Howe was a very kind and generous person. Our mission as the organization is really to touch people's lives. And we do this by, we strive to provide always compassionate care, of course, customer service, great customer service. And one of the key pieces for us is really knowing the residents and their families so that we know the people we serve and we can serve them best.
Mm-hmm.
It's also our philosophy to value the people who work for Brook Grove as a reason for our success. So our culture is to focus on working as a team, valuing employees through providing educational opportunities, recognition, understanding, and rewarding excellence in performance.
So as we've covered continuing care retirement communities across Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, over the last number of weeks, Brook Grove has come to mind. As I'll be speaking there on the 7th of April on how to right-size your life, which is a very popular seminar that I provide as a means of helping visitors to your community not only learn about your community, but also learn how to approach the extra stuff they've got. So,
yes.
Is there anybody in the audience listening today who has too much stuff? Yeah. So, you know, we have a song, actually. It's called Too Much Stuff that we play sometimes on the show, and I think I might play that as the outro on this segment, just because it's fun. We all have more than enough stuff, so trying to decide what to do with it is good. Knowing where to go in different stages of life, knowing where to go, you know, I love Brook Grove, because you have, again, this beautiful, very rural, rustic piece of property, but you have top-notch services. You have these very lovely cottages, single-family cottages that some have basements, some do not have basements, but if mm-hmm. you're looking to make a move where you can move into independent living and really still have a house, still have a garden, still have all the independence that you have had now and still want to keep that, but mm-hmm. yet be able to make the transition when you need it to some assistance, Brook Grove is a great option. And not all retirement communities offer the independent cottages like you do.
Yeah, our independent cottages are really quite large. In fact, my own mother moved into the independent living here, and the house she moved into is actually larger than the house that she left. So they're quite impressive. They're very spacious. They offer 2 to 3 bedrooms, oversized garages, sunrooms, cathedral ceilings. They're absolutely gorgeous. In fact, we only have one available at this time. They go very quickly mm-hmm. because they're quite unique in terms of what's offered in this area for independent living.
Let me get right down to brass tacks on this. So the cottage is a 3-bedroom or 2-bedroom cottage. Can you tell us everything it's got and what the lifestyle entrance fee is for that particular property?
The lifestyle entrance fee, I can't speak to that directly. I think it'd probably be best if the listeners call Laura Wright, who is our retirement counselor.
Okay, great. And how would they reach Laura?
She is easily reached at 301-260-2320.
Okay. Now, one of my past clients moved into a cottage because it had the basement. It had the space for them to do their crafts. And when they wanted to, which is, you know, kind of what they use their basement for now. Do people come in, maybe woodworkers who want to have their woodworking equipment and do that kind of thing?
Yeah, they do. I mean, we have people who utilize the basements for exactly that sort of thing. And for others, and for instance, for my mother, it was the ability to have her extended family there for holidays, and we can all still gather at mom's house. So there's a large basement. There's an extra room down there. There's room to store all kinds of family heirlooms and room to do crafts as well.
Excellent. Now, in the the keys that most people are looking for when they move is good food, right? Big and
yes.
Important consideration. Tell us about the food that you all have.
Westbrook Clubhouse provides really a fine dining experience in a small venue, and that's what's also different about Brook Grove. We're not a large CCRC. We have 40 cottages, and so the dining experience is dining with your neighbors, but the food is a fine dining experience.
And how many folks live there?
We have the capacity for 60 residents.
In the whole community?
No, sorry.
Just in the independent.
Living, we have assisted living, we have the capacity for 108 residents, and in the nursing center, rehab and nursing center, it's 168.
Okay. So looking for an option, and you want to visit a multitude of communities, and I encourage our listeners to visit at least three or four different communities before you decide where you want to live. And as a result, we've got an event coming up, April the 7th, and it's just 10 days out from now. It's going to be fun. There's going to be, I'll be speaking. You're going to have food and refreshments and be able to tour the community and see if it's the right place for you. And generally speaking, I find, Patty, that people know, almost kind of like walking into a house, they know when they drive into the community whether this is somewhere that they really would want to be. And,
yes.
They kind of get that feeling that you get like, yeah, this works, this clicks.
Yeah.
And then the finer details are figured out after that initial visit. Great opportunity. No commitment. Just come on by, take a look, come hear me speak. It'll be April the 7th. And if they want to RSVP for the seminar, best way to do that is what?
They can call Tony Davis at 301-388-7209.
Go ahead and give that number one more time and your web address, too.
Okay, 301-388-7209.
Okay. And the web address?
The web address is www.bgf.org.
That's B as in Bob, G as in Gary, and F as in Frank. Yep. So bgf.org.
Correct.
That's a great, easy one to remember. some of these, it's like, Bob's Retirement Village of Maryland in the South.com. It's too much. So, okay.
Simple.
And any special or unique amenities that you offer you want to mention before we go?
Well, Brook Grove really focuses on both great indoor and outdoor living spaces. We want to utilize this beautiful wooded campus. So we offer outdoor fitness trails, exercise stations, community garden spaces. We have, in all levels of care, additional outdoor living spaces with gazebos and pergolas. And we offer different kinds of events like you would in any neighborhood in these outdoor living spaces, especially with the good weather coming up. That will be on all of our plan of events.
Great. Visit Brook Grove April 7th. What time is the event again?
Well, you'll be speaking from 2 to 3 p.m., so the registration will begin at 1:30, and then tours of the campus will be immediately following at 3 p.m.
Excellent. All right, come on out to Brook Grove and visit Brook Grove, the community. Come hear me speak on how to right-size your life. If you're stuck in a rut and need to get out, come hear me help you figure that out. All right. Hey, thanks again. And Patty, give my regards to Tony and the gang over at Brook Grove, and I'll see you guys on the 7th.
Okay, great. Thanks so much, Eric.
You got it. Hey, if you've been listening to me chat with Patty about downsizing and can't make it on the event on April the 7th, but want a copy of what I'll be talking about, then give me a call today, toll-free, and I'll mail you a copy. There's no charge, no shipping cost. I don't charge a penny. I'm here to serve you, my friends. Want to help you learn how to right-size your life. So call me at 800-900-9104. Again, that's 800-900-9104. You can also go to my website if you'd prefer to download it and read it online free, again, at ericstewartgroup.com. We have other guides at the Eric Stewart Group. Those of you who are getting ready to sell, get your house on the market. The Market Ready Guide is a fabulous tool. It'll show you the market timing. Timing really does trump condition. There are certain times of the year where I sell homes for more money just simply because of what time of the year it is. Yeah, there are major cycles, you know, of demand and supply, rise and fall and so on. But within each year, there are minor cycles that you can tune into. Get a free copy at ericstewartgroup.com. Stand by for episode 4 of Senior Moments coming up next.